Hi, this is Tiffany Montgomery with Shop Eat Surf. I had a great conversation with Joe Kudla, a partner in Vuori, the fast-growing men's active brand based in Encinitas. Vuori has a coastal modern aesthetic that has been embraced by a wide range of retailers, including REI, Nordstrom, and San Diego. We spoke with Joe at OR about Vuori's crazy growth and expansion into women's, the wholesale strategy, and more. The Vuori booth was super busy at the show. Now, here is our conversation with Joe. Okay, so I'm at Outdoor Retailer in the booth of Vuori with Joe Kudla, one of the partners and founders. Thanks for sitting down with me.
Thanks so much, Tiffany. It's good to see you.
Good to see you too. So it's been fun to see how much you guys have grown. I know we did a story on you like more than a year ago, and you were kind of just starting out.
Yeah.
And you were being tested at REI, I think.
Yes.
And had gotten in the Surf Channel and had a pretty good D2C business. But before we get started, I realize I should say, describe the brand for people who don't know it.
Yeah, so Vuori is, well, it started as a men's athletic apparel brand. And we like to say we're a new perspective on performance apparel. But everything we do is built to move and sweat in, but it has a casual aesthetic that's more inspired by the beaches of Southern California. That transitions really well into everyday life. So it's this versatility piece that we've really gotten known for. And we've really grown into a multi-gender brand. So we have a full women's collection now that we're really excited about.
Now, when did that happen?
So women's launched in spring of 2018, formally. We've been dabbling in it on a very limited basis in our flagship store and a little bit online. But we formally launched it with a national rollout with REI this spring, and it's been going really well. So we're really excited about it.
Well, and tell people a little bit about your distribution, because it's an interesting mix. When you started, if I recall, because it was kind of a new category for men at wholesale, you had a hard time getting in at first.
We did.
Right?
We did. Thanks for reminding me of those days.
Sorry. But it's changed from what I can tell.
It has, you know, and part of that is a more concerted effort on the channel. And I think part of it is just the customer or the retailer really being ready for it. They're seeing their customer coming in wearing brands like Lululemon. I try not to use that word, but every once in a while it slips out. But athletic apparel, the fabrications have just gotten so good that there's just, you can't argue with the comfort and the durability. And so incorporating those types of fabrications into casual wear is just a really great winning recipe. And so, yeah, when we launched the business, I don't think people were ready for active wear. I think it was a little bit early. It was becoming a trend. Brands like Lulu were really kind of paving the way. And retailers didn't really know how to address it. And so when we launched, you know, we knocked on a lot of doors and without a lot of interest. And so we were forced to really focus on the direct customer through our website. And we launched a flagship in Encinitas. And as we kind of proved the model online, the wholesalers started to open up to the idea of giving it a shot. And so we've been fortunate to get some really good partners on early on and have some success. And that success is just built on itself.
And who are your major wholesale partners?
So right now, we kind of look at distribution in five distinct channels, but outdoor is our largest channel, and REI being the leader there. So we started in a 10-door test. That went very well. It grew to 70 doors, and then it went to all doors the third season that we were in business with them. And, you know, we're one of the fastest growing incubator brands, they say, in the history of the company, but, you know, hard to really quantify that. But we have a very strong business with them, and they've just been an incredible partner. Kind of on the more fashion lifestyle side of things, Nordstrom has been a great early partner. We shipped a 5-door test last spring. That did really well. We actually now are doing both genders in about 15 doors. So
amazing.
Yeah, so they've been great. And then on the surf side, you know, Dave Nash down at San Diego, he came on really early, and you know, we've kind of earned a wall space within one of his stores, and that business is just going great. He's placed us both men's and women's. And then we've got some great surf distribution on the East Coast as well. And then the running specialty channel has done really well with the brand. You know, those guys have been so focused on footwear, because that's really what their core customer is looking for going into those run specialty doors. But they're putting some focus on their apparel business, and we've been, you know, doing really well on some key accounts there as well. So it's fun to see the brand resonate and kind of bring this different take on activewear to a lot of different channels.
And it is different. I guess that's one thing we were talking about before I turned on the microphone, that just being at OR, it's sort of like this very non-fashion crowd. And I don't mean that in an insulting way, but I find it a little refreshing, yeah. You know? But you guys, it's not that you're fashion, but you definitely have a modern aesthetic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not Under Armour, as we were saying.
Yeah.
So why do you think it's working in this market so much?
Well, if you look at the outdoor industry, you know, my take is that it was really built off of kind of that archetype guy or girl that was going to the top of the mountain. You know, they were really focused on being an outdoor explorer, an adventurer, a mountaineer, and they needed gear to get them there. And that customer is evolving, and the younger generation is interested in having really unique experiences. And so at the core of what we do is performance. So Vuori is a performance brand. We just disguise it in an aesthetic that doesn't really look like it. And so at the core, performance is what built the outdoor industry. And at our core, we still have performance as our founding kind of principle from a design standpoint. Our aesthetic is very West Coast. It's very casual. It's very wearable. And so I think the customer is appreciating the performance so they can still go out and go on a long trail run or go on a bike ride or go hiking or camping. But they could also just throw it on and go to a bar and meet a friend for a beer. And I think that versatility is really what's working for us in the outdoor channel.
Right. And what about your e-com? Because I think when we talked before, I was looking back on that story today, and like e-com was like 50% of sales. Is that still the same or?
This year, e-com will fall to about 44%.
Is that thanks to REI?
It's not just REI. You know, Luis Alvarez came on board as our director of sales. He's built a wonderful national sales force, and our wholesale business this year alone will grow about 270%.
Wow.
So it's very, very dynamic growth, and with that has come a lot of kind of opportunities, you know, for us to grow from an operations standpoint. And so, you know, we just recently brought on Derek Bradley, who was the VP of operations at Electric, and before that, he was at Beats by Dre and Nixon, and you know, he's just bringing such a great kind of operational eye and discipline to our business. We brought on Katie Wicks to manage production. We brought on Cami Asing from the La Jolla Group, who's the director of product merchandising and development, and you know, she's bringing more discipline to our product ops team. And so, the team is elevating, and that's really helping us keep up with the demand. And it's not without its challenges.
I bet. Yeah. And I sort of stepped on your words a little bit when you were saying that e-com's going to fall to 40.
Yeah.
What was it,
40%?
About 44%.
Yeah, this year.
Okay.
So still very healthy.
Yeah.
And we believe that next year it will start to creep back up. We just had a very, very strong year in wholesale.
Yeah. So how did 2017 end up? Like,
well, I don't want to give away specific revenue numbers, but I can say that it was a very, very strong year.
What about percentage growth?
Percentage growth 2017 over 2016.
Uh-huh.
I believe we came in at 170%.
What are you looking at for this year?
This year, we'll finish the year at 155. If we hit the rest of the year's projections, which we feel very confident we will.
Right. Can you give a range of what your revenue is? Like,
I can say that this year we're north of 15 and we're south of 30.
Okay.
How about that?
That's fair. And how are you guys okay? Because I know you had a good set of investors from what I remember before, kind of people you knew, experienced business people. Are you guys okay on your financing? Because sometimes with that growth, you need more money, right?
Yeah. You know, we've been really fortunate to have great factory partnerships, and I think that that is critical in any fast-growing business, because if you really rely on equity capital to keep up with this dynamic of growth, you're going to struggle. But when you've got factories that really believe in your business and are willing to partner with you and share in some of the risk of that growth, it's amazing what you can accomplish. And so, yeah, we've been fortunate. We've only raised friends and family capital. And that money has been enough to get us to where we're at. And we actually believe that we'll hit next year's growth projections without raising any additional capital as well.
Oh, so, that's great.
Yeah.
And what about last time we talked to shorts was like by far the number one category.
Yeah.
Where does all that stand now?
Shorts still is our number one category, although we're finding that kind of this technical sportswear is really starting to grow. So We offer some great pants, kind of jogger styles, a lot of like performance fleece, and we're finding a lot of success there as well. And as I think that customer comes through the gates of Vuori and tries a short, falls in love with it, they're more willing to trust us to try maybe a top or a hoodie or a jacket. And so we're finding the people graduating out of shorts into a broader offering. So that's really fun to see. And then the women's brand or the women's line, it's really picking up a lot of momentum. You know, at REI, out of their 10 best performing women's pieces, we currently have 4 of them. So
that's great. You mean overall in apparel?
No, within women's performance. So that's like more their fitness activewear category.
Gotcha. So like the Prana's of the world and that sort of thing would be the competitor?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So say that again. It was 4 out of 10?
4 out of 10.
That's incredible. Yeah. And in women's, what's popular?
We have a women's jogger, and I'll get your hands on a pair after this interview just so you can feel them. But they have been our home run product in women's. In Encinitas, we laugh because a lot of the women that come through our flagship, they'll pick up one, and we'll see them within a week, and they'll pick up another color. They're just super comfortable. They're wearable. You could wear them to a yoga class or go for a run. But a lot of people just wear them because they look great. They're very flattering, and you can wear them just about anywhere.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's great. So what's next for you guys?
You know, we're going to just keep doing what we're doing. We just opened a retail store in Manhattan Beach. So we've got 2 stores. We're looking to open a store in San Francisco in the 4th quarter. So, you know, we like the idea of opening a store a year in a great market. We find it's a great opportunity for us to connect with local influencers. And we really love how we bring our stores to life in the community by reaching out to local yoga teachers and personal trainers and people that are involved in health and wellness and bringing them into our store for really cool events. And just activating the community around our store has been really successful for us. And so we're excited to be able to do that in more markets, as it really helps to introduce the brand to new people.
I'm sure. And so where are you investing in the most growth? I mean, is it your men's line? Is it your women's line?
As a percentage of the total, you're going to see women's start to really pick up. You know, my heart and soul is in men's because that's where we really saw the opportunity to launch the brand. And the men's business is continuing to be our anchor, and it's really growing. And it's given us the opportunity to meet a lot of accounts that I don't know if they would have been as interested if we were just a women's line. But you know, we always knew that when we launched the business, women's would be a part of it. Vuori has always been a multi-gender brand, even when we didn't have women's, because it was really inspired by our community. It's an authentic brand. It's really an extension of our group of friends and the way we live our lives down in Encinitas. And so women's was always a part of that. So it's really fun to see the product catch up with kind of our vision for the brand. And so yeah, we're seeing a lot of growth in women's right now.
Okay. And give me an idea of what kind of retailers are you seeing here at the show?
So here at OR, it's primarily outdoor specialty. So your Mountain High Outfitters, High Country Outfitters, Alabama Outdoors, you know, we'll see REI here. Yeah, so predominantly outdoor.
And do you sell in Alabama?
We do, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Because it just seems to me like almost like a city, you know, aesthetic.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. We've had a lot of success in, you know, in a lot of states that we've even been surprised to see success in. Alabama maybe being one of them.
Wow. Yeah. And what are your most successful REI doors?
You know, we do great. It's interesting to see it really parallel our e-commerce business. And our top 5 markets online are Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Dallas, and then you kind of get down into Florida. But we find that REI's success really mirrors that.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Well, anything else you want to say that you guys have going on that I didn't ask you?
No, I think that you've covered. I just really appreciate you coming by and taking the time to chat.
Oh, yeah. It's so nice to have a happy story to write about. I have to say, when I walked into REI and I saw how much of it, like I knew you guys were in there and I knew you were doing well, but it's like a major presentation.
They've been, like I said, just such an incredible partner and really committed to telling our brand story, which is really important in today's day and age where you've got to be selective about your wholesale partners. You want to find ones that are really committed to telling your brand story and presenting the product well, and they've done that beyond our expectations. So.
And they're an account that pays their bills and doesn't try to like get a lot of discounts from you and stuff, right?
You know, we're always in those discussions. But yeah, as far as paying their bills, they're phenomenal. I can't say enough good things. As an early brand, we always knew that they'd be part of our five-year plan. And, you know, they knocked on our door pretty early, probably earlier than when we were ready for them. And so they've been just really patient in working with us and really cultivating and helping us to grow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have nothing but great things to say about REI.
I bet.
Yeah.
Actually, I did think of another question. So what's your biggest challenge with all this growth going on? Like, what keeps you up at night? What are you worried about?
Well, every aspect of the business needs a lot of attention. And so, you know, we've established this really strong position in the marketplace. And it's innovative, it's different, it's new and fresh. And I think it's important that we continue to innovate and continue to evolve and introduce new products that are true to our brand aesthetic and not get just being disciplined from a product standpoint, but continuing to innovate. And then, you know, operations is always going to be a challenge when you're growing fast. And so we feel like we're making the right investments, but it's not without its challenges on the day to day. So just keeping up with inventory and, you know, placing, you know, the growth at our factories, the demands placed on them is just increasing so much season to season that just continuing to deliver on time to the basic nuts and bolts of the business. We've been fortunate to not make any critical huge mistakes to this point, but as the numbers get bigger, they also get scarier, especially as a founder. So, you know, just really investing in the right operations to support the growth and building the right team of people to cultivate that, it's really important. It's where I spend a lot of my time right now.
Okay. And Chris Miller, who people know from the skate world, he's still a partner and involved,
yep.
Right?
Yeah. So Chris is on our board. He was kind of an early advisor and, you know, one of my best friends and just been instrumental in, you know, helping me bring this brand to life.
Yeah, so, that's great. Well, yeah. Thanks for talking with me.
Thanks, Tiffany.
Because you've got a booth full of people here, I can tell.
Yeah.
Okay,
thanks,
thank
Tiffany.
You.
All right, bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can find previous podcast interviews on our website under the podcast tab. Thank you also to our sponsors and to our Executive Edition members. We appreciate each and every one of you.